Tom Brady. There's been all these rumors that maybe he's going to retire, had that pic on Instagram. And then last night you saw it pay off, the Hulu ad, where he did the ad for Hulu. And he said, yeah, look, I'm not going anywhere. But will he be back in New England? That's the question. In fact, there was a report over the weekend that said the Raiders are willing to pay up to $30 million, maybe more, to get to Brady. And of course, the Raiders are not in Oakland anymore. They're moving to Las Vegas. So maybe Brady can get a residency, you know, right there in Vegas. He can live in Vegas. Maybe he can stay with this guy.
You're my funny Valentine.
That's Barry Manilow.
Sweet comic Valentine.
Beautiful voice, and that's his new song, My Funny Valentine. He's got a number of them. It's off his new album, Night Songs 2, just in time for Valentine's Day. Barry Manilow on the Centerpoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Barry, how are you?
You think I could open for Tom Brady in Vegas?
I would love it, man. I think maybe he opens for you.
Well, either way, have you ever heard that he sings or dances or anything?
I don't know. He doesn't move that well in the pocket, you know?
I'm not sure the arenas are big enough for him to throw a football in, but,
yeah.
You know, you never know. Hi, Corey.
It's great to connect with you. Congrats on the new album.
Thank you. It's really a sweet and sexy album. It's just me playing and singing,
yeah,
and singing some of the most gorgeous songs from the Great American Songbook. It's you put it on, and it's like I'm sitting in your living room with you.
Yeah, it's a very intimate album. Now it is it's a part two because you did. It was nominated for a Grammy in 2014. You did Night Song. So
right.
What compelled you to put out a new album?
You know, I loved it so much doing one. When it got nominated for a Grammy, I went, ooh, goody, maybe I can do volume two. It takes
right.
a while for me to do an album like this since it's just by myself. And just selecting the songs that I feel like I can do it right.
Yeah.
It took a while to put the whole thing together.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy. I think everybody's going to really like it because it'll make you feel good, and that's what I'm all about.
He's Barry Manilow. He's won a Grammy, an Emmy, a Tony, American Music Awards. And Barry, you've got a residency in Vegas. What's your daily life going to be like? I mean, you're going to have more than 50 performances, and you're practicing. You got to get your voice in shape. Like, how does that all work?
Oh, I don't know.
How do you do it?
It just somehow happens, you know. I'm just one of those crazy guys who just loves it, you know. I figure if you don't keep moving, you're going to stop.
Yeah.
And I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to stop. So I create albums. I create shows. I go and rehearse. That's my life, and I just love it.
Yeah. Your music, I mean, it creates a mood. Mm-hmm. It creates a feeling. Do you have, like, a best story that someone ever told you about your music and how it impacted them?
You know, I can't tell you how many people tell me these stories. Some of them are so deep that it's hard to listen to about what music can do for people, how it can get them through hard times. Over and over, Corey, I hear these stories from so many people. I had no idea that was the impact of my music, and
yeah.
You know, it is it's a very, very deep experience for me.
Yeah.
I take it very seriously.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've sold 85 million albums worldwide.
Yeah,
you know, why do you think that people just they love your music? What is it about it that people just respond to?
Well, I'm the wrong person to ask. You got to ask them, and they will give you the answers that they've given me. As far as I'm concerned, I'm just trying to make the most beautiful music I know how to make that will make you feel something.
Well, how did you get started doing that in particular? Like, when did you say, you know what, I want to write love songs and like, I want to make people feel, or did it just, maybe it wasn't even like a decision early on, it was just pouring out of you or something?
Yeah, no, it wasn't a decision. That's just of the kind of guy I am. But you know what was a big surprise is that I never ever started off wanting to be a singer or an entertainer. You know, for the first 10 years of my life when I was in my early 20s, all I wanted to do was to be an arranger like Nelson Riddle, or a producer, or a songwriter, but never, ever did I think about singing or entertaining. And that was the last thing on my mind. Then I made a record called Mandy, and everything changed.
Yeah. How did that start? Did somebody come to you, or did you go to them and say, you know what, I got some stuff here. I think I can work with it.
No, I got a record offer in the early 70s, because that's when the singer-songwriter was becoming big, like James Taylor and Carole King, and every record company was looking for their singer-songwriter. And I got a phone call from a record label named Bell Records, which turned into Arista Records, and they wanted to, you know, to me to make an album of my songs and sing it. And I thought, well, they must be crazy, but sure, I'll get my songs out there. Matter of fact, when I told Bette Midler, when I was working for her, that I got a record deal, she said, doing what?
Thanks, Bette.
Well, you know, I just wasn't known. Nobody even thought about me as a singer. Anyway, you know, that first album came out and sold 5 copies, although Could It Be Magic was on that first album.
Yeah.
And then Clive came into the picture and changed Bell Records to Arista Records and found this demo called Brandy, which I turned into the ballad Mandy, and whoa, everything changed.
He's Barry Manilow. He's had 3 number 1 Billboard Hot 100 hits. He's on the Centerpoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Was there anybody that was inspiring you, or was there a mentor, or was there somebody at that particular age, when you were going to the singer-songwriter part, I mean, was there anybody that you really looked up to?
Well, it was always Clive Davis, because I knew nothing about pop music, really nothing. And, you know, when Mandy came out, I finally turned on the pop radio, and Mandy was in between Kung Fu Fighting and Boogie Oogie Oogie, and I thought, these people need me.
Yeah.
So that's when I got serious about making pop music.
Yeah. Well, you've been in pop culture too, Barry. I mean, you look at, like, you were in an episode of Family Guy. I think you know, you've written a ton of jingles that we still hear today. I think State Farm.
And I Am Stuck on a Band-Aid.
Yeah, that's right. Like, so even having that, like, you know, if you go on Family Guy, what's the decision to do something like that where it's like, you know, you're going to have a sense of humor about yourself?
Yeah, well, they always start off, you know, with a zinger. You know, when I did Will and Grace and Murphy Brown and the other ones, they always start off with a zinger, but it usually winds up okay. And that's what happened with Family Guy. You know, it starts off with them saying, Barry Manilow, I don't like, yeah, but I kind of do like Daybreak. Well, me too. I like it. And then they went to the good place.
Yeah. Barry, just about 45 seconds here. Did you ever think you'd still be doing it? You know, you're in Vegas now, and you're performing. You got the residency. Did you ever think you'd still be you know, pushing out new great albums like this one?
Well, I always knew that I would keep making music, and that's where it stops for me. How my music is, how it lands for people.
Received.
I can't, you know, I can't control that. So I just knew that I would always be making music. I would never be able to predict that it would turn out to be like this. Yeah.
Well, best wishes on the new album and the performances in Vegas, Barry. Thank you for your time.
Yes, thank you for this too, Corey. Bye-bye.
Bye.